Before Adam by Jack London. These are our ancestors, and their history is our history. Remember that as surely as we one day swung down out of the trees and walked upright, just as surely, on a far earlier day, did we crawl up out of the sea and achieve our first adventure on land. Chapter 1. Pictures, pictures, pictures. Often, before I learned, did I wonder whence came the multitudes of pictures that thronged my dreams. For they were pictures the like of which I had never seen in real, wake-a-day life. They tormented my childhood, making of my dreams a procession of nightmares, and a little later convincing me that I was different from my kind, a creature unnatural and accursed. In my days only did I attain any measure of happiness. My nights marked the reign of fear, and such fear. I make bold to state that no man of all the men who walked the earth with me ever suffered fear of like and degree. For my fear is the fear of long ago, the fear that was rampant in the younger world and in the youth of the younger world. In short, the fear that reigned supreme in that period known as the mid-Pleistocene. What do I mean? I see explanation is necessary before I can tell you of the substance of my dreams. Otherwise, little could you know of the meaning of the things I know so well. As I write this, all the beings and happenings of that other world rise up before me in vast phantasmagoria, and I know that to you they would be rhymeless and reasonless. What to you the friendship of Lop-Ear, the warm lure of the Swift One, the lust and atavism of Red-Eye? A screaming incoherence, and no more. And a screaming incoherence likewise, the doings of the Fire People and the Tree People, and the gibbering councils of the Horde. For you know not the peace of the cool caves and the cliffs, the circus of the drinking places at the end of the day. You have never felt the bite of the morning wind in the treetops, nor is the taste of young bark sweet in your mouth. It would be better, I dare say, for you to make your approach as I made mine through my childhood. As a boy, I was very like other boys, in my waking hours. It was in my sleep that I was different. From my earliest recollection, my sleep was a period of terror. Rarely were my dreams tinctured with happiness. As a rule, they were stuffed with fear, and with a fear so strange and alien that it had no ponderable quality. No fear that I experienced in my waking life resembled the fear that possessed me in my sleep. It was of a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?